This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen lines are down still. I have no update for when they'll be back. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I am so well. Thank you for asking. Our class would like to know, are you okay as a result of the bush fires in Australia that we talked about last week?
Yes, there was a set of bushfires probably around about 40 miles from here, but they didn't come near our place. So, and I have friends who live in that location, and they were safe as well. So
well, that's great.
I'm really blessing God for that, mm-hmm. and because I would have been very, very sad if my friends, of course, had not been safe either. But I'm glad that their property managed to escape and the fires were basically burning within just a few miles of where they were, but they were unaffected.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You had some
high winds, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We had probably about 80 mile per hour winds. But we get these sorts of winds, maybe about a dozen times a year where we live. So they're not exactly rare. So we're used to them. And just when we get these sorts of high winds in the forest, we just make sure we keep out of the forest. because what they do tend to do is they tend to send down a new load of firewood from the sky, you know, so
yes.
We don't have to, cut trees where we are because it's a eucalyptus forest. If anyone has eucalyptus trees where they're growing, they have to be aware that they drop branches in a high wind. So, we just stay out of the forest and then later on we go up and there's usually a few new branches that have dropped, which is nice, but it's nice if you're not there. And the people who were in this house before us, they made sure that they cleared all of the eucalyptus trees for quite a distance around the house so that there's never going to be any danger of one of these branches falling on our roof. Because these eucalyptus trees, they're maybe 100 feet tall. So they're quite big trees, and they would be, some of the trunks would be about 3 feet across at the base. So they're really big, and most of them have been cut at some time or other. But the thing about this type of tree is they're a type of tree known as a coppicing tree, which means when you cut them down at the base, if you leave the root in the ground, they're going to send up new shoots. And those little shoots will eventually become new trees. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes. And I was thinking about you last night. We had a really high winds here at the farm, and we knew this was coming. So we have a picnic table outside on our veranda, and we turned it upside down. It's a metal mesh top picnic table, if you will. And we have these steel chairs with metal mesh seats and backs, and we turn them on their backs. And the idea is that the wind would catch the chairs, the tables, and start making projectiles out of them. So when this happens, class, you should probably consider doing the same thing. Anything that can go airborne, anything that's light,
that has a lot
of surface area. Yeah, even a pail, like a galvanized pail or a plastic bucket can go flying, and if at 20, 30 miles an hour, go right through your windows. So
that,
what we do is become
quite a projectile.
Yes, yes. And so there's a lot of surface area for the wind to grab and make into a projectile. So what we do is we try not to have things that can go flying around our house outside anyway. But we do have a table, and we do turn it upside down so that only the legs are standing up, so it doesn't make a big sail, and it stays in place. But it was really, really windy last night, and just before the broadcast, I checked to see if we had any damage, and everything seemed to be just fine. So, you can turn up the radio and listen to music and just assume that or pretend nothing's happening, when there's fires around you, or when the ship is sinking, or when the weather is dangerous for you, or you can prepare and protect your property and lives. So that's what we do. We go into protection mode. Gwyneth, I don't want to share something with you. Tomorrow is the fourth Thursday in November, and I wanted to see what tomorrow was. So I went to a search engine before the broadcast, and I typed in Thanksgiving. I typed in that one word. First search result was Thanksgiving deals at JCPenney. So some people call it JCPenney, some people call it JCP. So the first search result for the word Thanksgiving, which has been around for a long time, is now Thanksgiving deals at JCPenney. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So if you don't think that your search results are manipulated, class, I just proved to you that they are. So Thanksgiving is a national holiday in the United States. It commemorates the hard work of all working Americans and the giving of those works to our town, city, state, and federal governments. It's a day that government officials take off and relax and enjoy the bounty of the results of their rules, regulations, fees, licenses, and taxes on everything that moves. A day that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to move back to the third Thursday in November to increase sales for the Christmas season. He wanted to move it back 7 days so there could be more commerce going on during November and December. The U.S. Congress said no. So it's still the fourth Thursday in November. Now, it's also known as Thanksgiving Day by those whom have had stolen their land, resources, and property. It's a day of turkey trots, it's a day of turkey shoots, and it's a day of slaughtering turkeys and of gluttony. And it's a day to watch football, and that's one of America's most productive activities, which is followed by a mad dash of the GDP to buy things that they don't need with money that they don't have 24 hours later. And for those of us at USA Prepares, Thanksgiving is a day of remembrance, a day of what is important, remembering what's important, remembering what's valuable and necessary to us. And it's a day of family, a day of reflection, a day to look back and forward in our lives, and to be thankful for what we have and to prepare for our future challenges. Gwyneth, any comments?
Actually, we are going to have a little bit of a party here tomorrow, but it's not exact, because we don't generally celebrate Thanksgiving in Australia, but it's my birthday on Friday. So we're going to have a little bit of a party here on Thursday, because my son is going for a little bit of a holiday with some friends of his on next weekend. And it's something that I would like to mention, because it occurred to me that it's maybe a bit unusual. And that is that he's going up to the Australia does have a small alpine region, okay, in central Victoria and southern New South Wales. And so the area that he's going to is Mansfield, which is near Mount Buller. And they're expecting snow this weekend. So at the end of November, in the mountains of Victoria, they are expecting snow this weekend, which, if you think about it, our seasons are the reverse of yours. I don't think that's quite normal. It's not unusual for them to have snow up there. They do have actually a skiing industry up there. But I don't think that they've had snow at the end of November or the beginning of December in quite some time, Vincent. Because that's normally, I mean, we've just come out of a thing of bushfires last week, and now there's going to be snow up in the mountains. Not here, but up in the, you know, I've got an elevation of maybe 1,400 metres, 1,400 feet maybe. And so it is kind of mountainous up there. They do have snow in the winter up there. They have a skiing industry. But, yeah, it's not exactly winter anymore here, so you wouldn't be expecting snow, but nevertheless that's what's going to happen. And I was listening on your broadcast yesterday about how you were saying that you're expecting an unusually harsh winter this year. Vincent.
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, the reports are there are large swaths of the United States that's paralyzed as 30 inches of snow falls in Colorado, and they're calling it a bomb, B-O-M-B, cyclone, and it's pummeling the Northwest, is closing interstates and canceling flights. So, it's the weather comes on fast and furious. And it takes people by surprise for not paying attention. And why people would fly, just because it's a government-stated holiday, people will just take off, they'll pack the highways, they'll get in gridlock, all directions. And that's okay, that's what they do. I can't believe it. I would not subject myself to doing that. Make your own holiday. It doesn't have to be on a specific day. And Christmas is made up anyway. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping. shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, as far as I know, no one knows the exact date of the birth of Jesus Christ. And because of that, Christmas is a made-up day. I mean, you can certainly celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and I have no issue with that. I just have an issue with the commercialization of that. And to me, every day should be Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, rather than one specific made-up day. Gwyneth, any comments on that?
Well, what I know is that all through the age mythologies of the world, there was always a Christ figure. And, for example, in the ancient Indus religion, there was Krishna. And the Sanskrit word Krishna actually is where we get our English word Christ from. That's just linguistic fact. Is that Krishna became Christos in Greek, which became Christ in English, and, you know, all the other Indo-European languages had variations on that. And the Indians regarded December the 25th, this is talking about the Asian Indians, not American Indians, but they regarded December the 25th as being the birth of Krishna, birthday of Krishna. And in ancient Egypt, they had a type of a Christ figure who was Osiris. And the Egyptians regarded the 25th of December as being the birthday of Osiris. So maybe he was, but there seems to be a tradition all over the world, even in very hot climates like India and Egypt, of having a birthday for the Christ or the Christ figure on the 25th of December. So I'm not bothered by it. I am a Christian. I do celebrate Christmas, and I regard it as being Christ's birthday. But if anyone else wants to, you know, celebrate Christ's birthday on another day, it doesn't bother me. And I know that in the Eastern Orthodox religion, it's celebrated a couple of weeks later. I think it's, just a little bit after New Year's, the Greek Orthodox and the Russian Orthodox Church, they have their Christmas early in the New Year rather than at the last week of December. So, yeah, but you're right. Nobody really knows for sure. They've never come across Jesus Christ's birth certificate, let me put it that way. I think that you're right. I think that we ought to celebrate Jesus Christ every day because he's been so good for us. He died for us.
Well, I say my prayers every day, so I'm thinking that I celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ every day. So I'm thankful. Never in my prayers is something like, and don't forget, we want to win the lottery.
You know, people forget that not all of Jesus' promises were good and wonderful. He said, for example, in this life you will have trouble. And that's a promise of Christ as much as, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him might not perish but have everlasting life. And there's another prophecy that Jesus made, which I think is highly relevant to our current era. When he was asked what the end of days would be like, he said, many would be offended. How's that? He actually looked forward, and he said many would hate each other. Mm. You know, these are also things that Jesus said. Besides the nice and fluffy stuff, he said, they've hated me, they'll hate you. These are also things he said. People want to think that Christianity is all gentle, Jesus, meek and mild, look upon this little child. It ain't so. It says that the life of the Christian will be full of suffering. And actually, I think that's a good thing that the Catholic Church doesn't let their people to get that, whereas a lot of other churches out there, they would tend to whitewash the harsher side of Christianity. But Jesus never did. He said we'd always be persecuted. They'd always
be
ignorant.
Hold that thought.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. it's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, you know, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit Ancestry.com/health.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia. And we are extremely fortunate that we have correspondents in Austria, Spain, Australia, Guatemala, Canada, and all over the United States. We are extremely fortunate. I want to thank all of you. Gwyneth said, I believe, that Jesus said that we will always be persecuted. And he was right. And those who are doing the persecuting are called trolls. Gwyneth, back to you. So did we lose Gwyneth?
Hello?
Are you there?
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said?
You did just drop out for about, a couple of seconds.
Okay, let me just repeat what I said. I believe that you said that Jesus said that we will always be persecuted. And he was right. And those who are doing the persecuting are called trolls.
Yeah. They're not called that in the Bible, but in our modern world, that's what they're called. In the Bible, they've got a few names. People think that infidel is a Muslim word. Actually, it's not. It's found in the Bible, okay? They're called reprobates, and probates means somebody who's been given another chance. So a reprobate is somebody who's been given chance after chance after chance after chance to save themselves and change themselves, and they won't do it. And the Bible instructs us to, not even bother trying to change these people. The Bible's full of so much wisdom. It's an absolutely amazing book. It's a beautiful book. And if people would just take a certain amount of time each day to read the Bible, especially the book of Proverbs, and especially the book of Ecclesiastes, and especially the teachings of Jesus Christ, then they would have, they would always still have trouble and hardship in their life, but they would have a much easier life, because the ones that I think have the toughest life of all, Vincent, are the blue-haired brigade. The ones who walk around with bones in their noses. I can't figure out why anybody who doesn't live somewhere like the highlands of Papua New Guinea or Central Africa, as a person who's been there for, thousands of years, those people, I can understand why they walk around with bones in their noses, because that's their people and that's how they dress, that's how they've always dressed, and good on them. Because that's their culture. Why anyone in the West would want to walk around with a bone in their nose, I don't know. The thought of it escapes me. It's something where we've tried for thousands of years in the West to get away from the bone in the nose culture, the caveman culture. And then there's these people who want to go back to it. And personally, I can't understand it. I think that it's good knowing how to survive with very little, how to do without, how to hunt and gather. But these people, they walk around with bones in their noses and hoops in their, hoops of the round things that they wear in their ears. You know what I mean?
I know. I know exactly what you mean.
They have the traditional skill.
I know exactly what you mean. You go to the auto parts store, and there's a guy behind the counter and says, what can I do for you? And he's got these things in his ears to make his earlobes expand. And I'm sure he thinks it looks great, but what it does to me is it helps me subtract at least 20% from his IQ. And then I think, okay, we start with 100, we're down to 80 IQ. Is this guy going to be able to help me? That's what I'm thinking. And I see the same thing when blue hair is involved. In my mind, I go, let's see, 100 minus 20, 80 IQ. I don't think this person can help me. Now, of course, that's my own equation. That's something no one taught me that. I'm just thinking, if someone is that risky in their behavior, how would I trust them to help me pick out something or select something? Like a hot water heater or an electrical device or carpeting or auto parts or whatever. How sure would I be if I'm making a 40 or 50 mile round trip to the auto parts store that someone that looks like that is going to actually get me the right part so that when I get home and try to install it, it actually is going to fit? That's how I'm looking at it today. I'm looking at people who are flipping hamburgers and they look like that, and I think, you know what? I don't think I want them touching anything that I'm going to eat, so I don't eat out. I don't eat out. I bring my own water with me. I bring my own food with me. I do not want to eat out today. And it used to be fun.
Yeah.
I used to like it. Now I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Well,
if I'm in Springfield, Missouri. Right. If I'm in Springfield, Missouri, and Mrs. Finelli and I are starving. We've been out all day, and we're really, really hungry. And that starving is like an exaggeration. Of course, we would just be hungry. I would look at her and say, I don't want to stop and get anything to eat. Let's go home. Let's spend another hour in the truck, and we'll go home, and we'll have something at home. Because I just don't want to do it for a lot of reasons. I mean, one of them is the hygiene. Another is I don't want to pay the tax. And another is I don't want to spend the extra percentage to have someone else flip my food. I was talking to Joey on the phone, and I mentioned that to him. I was at the junk store. I was buying some parts for the farm, used parts. And I was in line, and there was this woman behind me. And we're kind of, this is a great place to, buy used things. And she said, yeah. And I said, and I come here first because I don't want to pay the tax. So 8% tax is a big deal to me. I don't want to pay it. I will go out of my way not to feed the machine. Literally. I do whatever I can legally to not pay tax. And if it means buying it used, I'd be delighted to do that. If it means buying it at a garage sale or yard sale or on Craigslist, I will do that. Whatever it is, I don't want to pay tax because I don't want to feed the beast. And I don't want to be around people very much anymore. I just don't want to do it. Gwyneth, we used to open up our home to people, and people would be coming by. They'd listen to us they'd hear us on the radio, and they'd want to come over and, hey, can I, come on over and say hi? No, can't do it anymore. Because I don't know who they are. And who's done this? The trolls. The trolls have caused all of this. All of it. The trolls have caused me to shut down our website. The trolls have caused me... why? Because if I post a link to an article, then I get threatened by a lawyer that I posted someone else's work. I post it and say, here it is. Here's who wrote it. Here, click here. And here's the link. No, and lawyers come after us. I don't want to do that. So, we're just gradually pulling away from a lot of the things that we used to do. Am I going to help Laclede Electric anymore? No. When I see someone with a flat tire on the road, am I going to help? No. Why? Because I don't know who he is. I don't know. If I know who it is, if I've already made those friends, absolutely I will help. But if I don't know, no, I won't. And that's the way I've become. Not because my mother and father raised me to be like that. It's that people around me have taught me to be like that. The people around me, there are too many of them that it's a one-way street. Too many people want your help, but will not help you in return. So I've learned that. So I can't help them. That's the way I am today. Gwyneth, are you becoming that way, or are you still helping people that are in need?
Well, it varies. Well, once again, Jesus said it. He said, because of the iniquity shall abound, okay, the love of the great body of people shall grow cold. And how did Jesus define love? Helping your neighbor. That's how he defined love. It's all prophecy. It's all coming true. It means that Jesus is coming back soon. And it depends on who the person is. I like to try and help people if I can, but I'm not happy. I'm more selective these days on who I help.
That's okay? Very well said. Very well said.
Yeah. It's if somebody is obviously not wanting to be helped or wanting to suck me dry, I'm going to tell them to walk the plank, basically. I'm going to tell them to rack off because I'm not prepared. And I'm not prepared to put up with people bullying me anymore. Anyone who comes along thinking that they can bully me into submission has got a really, really big surprise coming because they are going to find out that they have got a fight on their hands. And I first began, I was always bullied as a child, but I first began that attitude of not putting up with bullies anymore when I was about 14. And it was probably right about the same time that I went through puberty. And I think that the problem is that a lot of these fat, blue-haired people and the ones with bones through their noses, they think that they, and hoops in their ears, they think that they are, you know, something because of this jewelry. If they ever really met anyone who was genuinely from a bone-wearing tribe, from Papua New Guinea or from, you know, somewhere like Central Africa or somewhere like that, they wouldn't survive for 2 minutes because these people know how to survive. And they're very, very cunning people. And many of these tribes are actually cannibal tribes to this day in parts of the world like that. And so they think that they're being cool. They don't realize that, you know, they say, oh, we shouldn't have cultural appropriation, blah, 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 blah. But they don't realize that by putting, you know, things in their, you know, piercings and this sort of thing, I'm just waiting for the lip plates to show up. You know, I'm waiting for the lip plates. I think that that's going to be the really, really next big fashion. And if you want to see what a lip plate is, just type in Amazonian tribe lip plate or something like that. They have this big plate, of which is maybe 3 or 4 inches round, and it dangles off the front of their lip in certain African and Amazonian tribes.
Yeah, it's disgusting. All right, we'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth mentioned a lip plate. And if you want to know what a lip plate is, imagine trying to swallow a tambourine.
Okay.
And having...
yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. That's about it. And so you see a lot of indigenous people, when you type lip, L-I-P, space P-L-A-T-E, and you click on images, you'll see a lot of indigenous people modeling their designs. And you'll see some with one lip plate, and you'll see some with two. Now, if you look at a person with two lip plates, that'd be an upper and a lower, it would look like, from the side, it would look like the bill of a duck. Okay? Because that would be how far it would protrude.
Yeah.
Well, the bill of a duck. I mean, if you look from the side, that's what it would look like.
Yeah, that's right.
And so most of the images that you'll find are of people who are black. But trying to catch up with them are a few people who you'll see images of who are not black. They're white. And they will have things like these disfiguring things in their earlobes. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you could take a checker, you know, like chess and checkers, if you could take a checker and expand your earlobe, you know, slice it open and stick a checker in there, that's what this one guy has. So he has that in each side, and he's got some piercings through his nose and his lip and his eyebrow and things pierced inside his ear. I mean, this guy, I'd really like to be able to hire somebody like that to work for me. It's unbelievable. Like these beads stuck through his, at the top of his nose, a ring through his nose. He looks as disfigured as possible. What kind of a job would somebody like that have? I can't imagine. I mean, other than a freak in a show. Other than that. And this is what young people want to look like. And I have some words of caution for them. If they ever want to change their mind, it's going to be tough. If they say, you don't want to go back to looking like most other people, it's going to be tough to go back from a freak to the way God made us. Gwyneth, you wanted to talk about the law and defending yourself. Some people might say representing yourself. Others might say, no, you're just being you in the legal environment. What did you want to share with that environment with us today?
Okay, well, I've had a few occasions in the past, in fact, quite a few occasions in the past, where I've had, some really quite evil people quite literally come up to my gate and tell me that that I was under arrest for things like exposing the neighborhood pedophiles on YouTube. And apparently, they say that you're not allowed to do that. You know, these people on this occasion, they were raping between 2 and 3 children a day, and they were stalking my sons. My sons at the time were small children. They are no longer small children. They are now, one of them is almost 6 foot tall, and the other one is well over 6 foot tall. And they are, they've taken up an interest in martial arts. And we've also taken up an interest in archery. And so if anybody wanted to, you know, try and hurt them now, I think that they would find that they were in a little bit of trouble. And because I stood up for myself, my sons were never raped. But I found that I had to defend myself in court at that time. And I soon realized that I wasn't given a choice in this matter, by the way. If I'd been given a choice, then, you know, I would not have dealt with their system. But they forced me into their system, quite literally at the point of a gun. But anyway, that's kind of beside the point. I learned before then how to represent myself in court. And that actually ended up with us fleeing interstate and with me basically activating some dead man switches over myself and my children, which means that if they ever decide that they want to come and get us, then there are going to be consequences for them in the form of information release. And they know that. And, but yeah, it's oh my gosh. But I've had to do this a few times, and I want to, sort of talk about, what people should do if they ever find themselves in that particular situation. Now, that said, I cannot give legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. But what I do these days is I help people with this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.